USDA's latest citrus crop forecast is out, and California citrus showed no changes, although Florida had a drop of 4 million boxes. Meanwhile, USDA's April crop reports show some changes for world production. Susan Carter has more.
Despite U.S. winter wheat production deteriorating due to drought, world wheat production is at record levels. As for the April crop report changes,
wheat was pretty quiet. We didn't change much. The only thing we did take a little out of the Ukraine exports.
And USDA chief economist Joe Glauber says those changes have nothing to do with the current political climate.
We now feel that they'll export closer to 9.5 million tons of wheat rather than the 10 million that we had forecast earlier.
And that's due to Ukraine's expected increased corn production. So
very little going on in the wheat market. Rice, the only thing notable there is just how strong the U.S. rice market has been. Season average price for rice for this year was about $16.90 a hundredweight. And of course, that's for all rice, but that would be a record.
Meantime, as for corn,
one big change on the corn side is we increased production worldwide by about 6 million tons, moved it up to almost 974 million tons.
With most of the increase in Brazil and South Africa and the worldwide ending stocks of 158 million tons reflecting a tighter market. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber outlined some of the changes in USDA's forecasts for livestock.
In the meat market, there we are, because of the hog and pig report that we saw earlier a couple weeks ago, we've reduced 2014 pork production by about 3%. That has also resulted in an increase in meat prices across the board. Pork prices, we're now looking at those at almost $74 a hundredweight. That's up 10% from what we were carrying last month. And that's also showing in higher prices for the steer prices are up. We're forecasting those at around 3.5%, and broiler prices as well, up around almost 5%.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.